Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 172. Welcome to episode 172 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we're doing another song breakdown, and this is going to be from a song by Prince Royce featuring Shakira that actually came out back in 2017, and the name of the song is Deja Vu, which, as I think we all know, isn't Spanish. It isn't English either. Deja Vu comes from French, but it's like this idea that you have seen something before, experienced it before. It's very familiar to you. It's like it's happening again, right? Maybe you had a dream and this thing happened in real life, or it just feels like it happened again. Like, my favorite way to refer to deja vu, because of the Matrix movie that came out in 99, is it's like a glitch in the Matrix. So anyway, for those of you who know the Matrix, you get that reference. If not, just know that this song is about something that happens over and over again or seems to repeat itself. So this is a really fun bachata song, another nice song to dance to. Definitely add it to your playlist. As always, go to our website so that you can actually listen to the song, learnspanishconsalsa.com/172 for episode 172 of the podcast, so that you can check out the video, hear the song, and add it to your playlist if it's not already there. Now, what I want you to focus on as I go through the lyrics of this song are the verbs that are used. So we want to focus on the different verbs in the song. And the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to go through the verse, the first verse, and then the chorus. And I want you to listen for what the verbs are. So if you're in your car, not a good idea. But if you are somewhere seated and maybe you have pen and paper, or you open up the notes app on your phone, I want you to write down every verb you hear as I go through the lyrics. Then, as always, I will provide the translation and some ways that you can use some of these verbs in your daily conversations. All right, so let's get into it. This is the first verse, el primer verso. It starts off with Shakira. So she says, tú me abriste las heridas que ya daba por curadas con limón, tequila y sal. And then Prince Royce comes in. Una historia repetida, solamente un déjà vu que nunca llega a su final. All right, so I'm going to go through that one more time. I want you to again note all the verbs. Tú me abriste las heridas que ya daba por curadas con limón, tequila y sal. Una historia repetida, solamente un déjà vu que nunca llega a su final. So how many did you get? All right, so it looks like three verbs in that first verse. Let's see if you got all of them. So the first one was abrir, which is to open, dar, which is to give, and llegar, which is to arrive. So I hope you got all those. Let's go through how they're used in the song. So first Shakira says, tú me abriste las heridas, which means you opened my wounds. So heridas is wounds or injuries. And abrir here is actually used in the tú form. So talking to someone directly in second person in an informal setting. And it's in the past tense. So abriste. So tú me abriste. So you opened my wounds, las heridas. Then it goes on to say, que ya daba por curadas. Que ya daba por curadas. And daba, in this case, is actually the verb dar, to give. But this isn't used literally. This is more of an expression. So daba is the imperfect form. So this is another past tense. So abriste is in the preterito or the preterite past tense. That's for actions that completed in the past and are definitely over and are not repeating, right? So something that has already happened. Whereas the imperfect tense is used to describe things more when you're referring to like a story and you're kind of setting up the scene, or you're just giving a description, or it's something that happened repeatedly. So there's actually different cases when the imperfect tense is used. We actually go through that quite a bit in our Spanish Grammar Mastery course because it can be confusing. But just suffice it to say for now that this ya daba por curadas is the imperfect past tense of the verb dar. And I'll have to translate this as a phrase. Again, I wouldn't take this literally. So it really means that I already thought these wounds were healed. So we're talking about las heridas from the previous line, que ya daba por curadas, that I already thought were healed. So this is someone opening up old wounds that you thought you had gotten over already. So curada is healed. So this ya is already. So daba por curadas is more of an expression like I took it for being healed. You know, so don't think of it as I gave it for to heal or something. It's weird, right? So again, some things you can't translate word for word. But in this case, this ya daba por curadas is I already thought that I had taken care of this. I thought this was healed, but here you are again, and now we're back. Okay, then the next line says, con limón, tequila y sal, which if you're not a drinker, this reference doesn't make sense to you, but con limón is with lemon or lime, kind of depends on how you look at it. I think in Spanish, there's some controversy over the lemon and lime thing. Lemons to me are yellow, limes are green. But I have seen in Spanish where both are described the same as limón, and there's no difference. So lemon or lime on a drink, tequila, which we don't have to translate, y sal, which is salt. So I thought that I'd healed my wounds with alcohol. So maybe that's why they're not really healed. Con limón, tequila y sal. So if you're familiar with tequila, it's usually served with a lemon and some salt on the rim. Yeah, I don't drink tequila, but anyway. So Shakira thought she had healed these wounds, and it looks like Royce has opened them up, so let's see what he has to say. Una historia repetida. So it's a repeated story. Again, this is the idea of deja vu. Repetida, something that's repeated. Historia, it's the same story over and over again. Solamente un deja vu, so just a deja vu, que nunca llega a su final, that never arrives at its ending, or that never gets to its end. So basically this is something that just it's nonstop. All right, so I hope you got those verbs there again, llegar, dar, and abrir. All right, let's move on to the next part, and this is right before the chorus. So again, I want you to think about where the verbs are and take a note of them, or just take a mental note and try to count if you are not in a position to write it down. Mejor me quedo solo y me olvido de tus cosas, de tus ojos. Mejor esquivo el polvo. No quiero caer de nuevo en esa foto de locura. Hipocresía total. Okay, so I'll go through that one more time. And again, note down what you hear, that's a verb, and then I'll go through and explain the verbs and give you the translation. So, mejor me quedo solo y me olvido de tus cosas, de tus ojos. Mejor esquivo el polvo. No quiero caer de nuevo en esa foto de locura. Hipocresía total. Alright, so the verbs we have here are quedarse, olvidarse, esquivar, querer, caer. Okay, so did you get all those? Quedarse, olvidarse, esquivar, querer, caer. So let's take a look at the meaning of each one of those. So quedarse is to stay. Olvidarse is to forget, so something that you're forgetting. Esquivar is to avoid. Querer is to want. And caer is to fall. So, mejor me quedo solo is it's better that I stay alone. Y me olvido de tus cosas, de tus ojos. And that I forget about your things and your eyes. Or you can think about it like anything to do with you. All of the stuff that has to do with you. De tus cosas. Mejor esquivo el polvo. So it's better that I avoid the dust. So it's like the dirt of the past, right? This stuff that's sticking around feels like something you want to get rid of. No quiero caer de nuevo. No quiero caer de nuevo. So I don't want to fall again. So de nuevo, again, literally would be of new, but that's not what it means. This is a phrase that just means again. So otra vez, de nuevo, very similar. So no quiero caer is I don't want to fall. No quiero caer de nuevo en esa foto de locura. In that picture of insanity. So again, very figurative language here. Like the whole scene is crazy. I don't want to fall back into that. And then it ends with de hipocresía total. So total hypocrisy. All right. So you can get an idea that maybe this wasn't a great relationship. Okay, how are you doing with the verb so far? I hope that you're catching some of these. All right, let's go on to el coro or the chorus. And this again is Shakira and Royce are going back and forth. And this, they're actually asking a question. So it starts out, ¿Quién puede hablar del amor y defenderlo? Que levante la mano, por favor. ¿Quién puede hablar del dolor? Pagar la fianza. Para que salga de mi corazón. Si alguien va a hablar del amor, te lo aseguro, esa no voy a ser yo. No, esa no voy a ser yo. So I hope you got the verbs there. I'm going to go through it one more time. And again, try to pay attention to all the verbs that you hear in the chorus. ¿Quién puede hablar del amor y defenderlo? Que levante la mano, por favor. ¿Quién puede hablar del dolor? Pagar la fianza. Pa que salga de mi corazón. Si alguien va a hablar del amor, te lo aseguro, esa no voy a ser yo. No, esa no voy a ser yo. So it sounds so much better when Royce and Shakira sing it. But let's go through all the verbs that are in the chorus. So I want you to count them off, see if you got all of these. Querer, poder, hablar, defender, levantar, pagar, salir, asegurar, ir. All right, did you get all those? All right, let's go through and I'll give you the forms because I'm giving you the infinitive forms of all those verbs, but I'll go through how they're used in the song. So let's start out. Let me just translate the verbs for you and then we'll go through the lyrics. So poder is to be able to. Hablar is to talk, to speak. Defender is to defend. Levantar is to raise. Pagar is to pay. Salir is to go out. Asegurar is to assure. Ir is to go. And actually, I missed one there. We also have ser, which is to be. All right, so now let's go through, see if you got all of those. And we're going to go through the chorus and we'll explain the meaning. So, ¿quién puede hablar del amor? Who can talk about love? y defenderlo, and defend it. Que levante la mano, por favor. Please raise your hand. So, levante la mano is something that, again, that's the verb levantar. So, it's really saying, like, if you can defend love after all this craziness I've been through, please raise your hand. The next line is pagar la fianza. So, to pay the bail. So, again, it's giving the idea that being in love feels like you're in prison because you can't get out of it, especially if you feel like in your some repeated cycle, like a deja vu. Pa que salga de mi corazón. So I can get it out of my heart. So salga, this is from the verb salir, right? And this is actually el subjuntivo, it's a subjunctive, because it's saying in order for it to leave. So pa que is para que, it's a shortened version. So a little bit more informal in the song. Para que salga, so that it can get out de mi corazón, of my heart. Si alguien va a hablar del amor, if someone is going to talk about love, so again, this va a hablar, we have the verb ir, to go. So if someone is going to talk about love, and hablar, of course, is to talk, that's another verb there. Te lo aseguro. Te lo aseguro. So this is the verb asegurar, which means to assure, or almost to like guarantee something, like I assure you that this is the truth. So te lo aseguro is I assure it to you. So I'm assuring you, like I can tell you for a fact that this is the case. Esa no voy a ser yo. That won't be me. So we have again the verb ir, but we have the first person tense here, voy, and then ser, to be. So that will not be me. No, esa no voy a ser yo. Nope, that won't be me. So again, from the craziness in the song, whatever the situation, they're saying, I'm not going to be the one to defend love after what I've been through. So again, I hope you got all the verbs there. And I'm going to just go through the last verse, because it's actually a pretty short song. There's only one more verse. So I'll go through that. And there's a few more verbs here, but not many. So, esta idea recurrente quiere jugar con mi mente para volverme a engatusar una historia repetida, solamente un déjà vu que nunca llega a su final. So, all right, so let's go through this again. Again, pay attention to the verbs. Esta idea recurrente quiere jugar con mi mente para volverme a engatusar una historia repetida, solamente un déjà vu. All right, so let's look at the verbs. So we have querer, jugar, volverse, y engatusar. So I know that last one is probably not familiar to you. So let's go through the meaning of the lyrics, and I'll explain what that word means. Esta idea recurrente is this recurring idea, or it's like a very familiar, usual idea. Quiere jugar con mi mente, wants to play with my mind. So querer, we have here in the form quiere, so it's talking about this idea. Jugar is to play, and mi mente is my mind. So this recurring idea wants to play with my mind. Pa volverme a engatusar. Pa volverme a engatusar. So volverme, so this comes from the verb volverse, which is to return. So something that I myself am returning to, or something that I do again and again. So we have a lot of words in the song that are referring to repetition and things happening over and over again. And this pa, again, is short for para volverme. So in order to return me to. And I'll go through like this whole phrase, because really you would use this as a phrase, and you can use it for several different things, which we'll talk about also in a moment. A engatusar. So this volverme a engatusar is that this is something I am returning to again. So this is an action I am repeating. Okay, so I can say vuelvo a comer. So I'm, you know, eating again. But in this case, volverme, pa volverme a engatusar is to deceive me again. So engatusar is a verb. This is an informal verb. You're not going to see this too much like in written formal language, but it really means something like to sweet talk, to deceive, to con. So it's an idea that you are being led astray by this idea that I guess love is going to work out for you in this case of the song. So para volverme a engatusar is to deceive me again, to fool me again, to trick me, to con me over again, over and over again. And then it just repeats. We've already seen this part. Una historia repetida, a repeated story. Solamente un déjà vu, just a déjà vu. All right. So I hope you found that helpful. And as you can see, there are quite a few verbs in this song. So we had quite a few that were used here. And I hope that there are ones that you can think of ways to use in your day-to-day conversations. But let's just talk about some that are pretty common. Again, engatusar may have been one that's new for you. But some of them that were more common, for instance, we started with abrir. And if you're not talking about someone opening your wounds, which would probably be very rare in a conversation, hopefully, you can say abro la ventana. So like I open the window. You can say, ¿me puedes abrir la ventana? ¿Me puedes abrir la ventana? So can you open the window for me? Or you can say, voy a abrir la puerta. I'm going to open the door. Voy a abrir la puerta. So that's one you can definitely use in conversation. The other verb is llegar. This one is very, very common. It's to arrive. You can use it when you're talking about transportation. You want to get to a destination. So you can ask someone, ¿A qué hora vas a llegar? ¿A qué hora vas a llegar? What time are you going to arrive? You could also say something like, lo siento por llegar tarde. Lo siento por llegar tarde. So I'm sorry for arriving late, which is a phrase that unfortunately I know all too well. Then we have quedarse, which means to stay. And you can use this in a way to say that you're staying somewhere when you're traveling. So in this case, in the song, it's saying, mejor me quedo solo. It's like, it's better that I stay alone. But you can also use it to say literally where you're staying. So voy a quedarme en un hotel. So I'm going to stay in a hotel. So you can use it that way as well. I also want to point out the use of mejor in this song. So mejor itself means better. But if I add like a phrase next to it, I'm really saying that it's better that this thing happened. In English, we use a lot more words. We would say, oh, it's better that you stay alone. But in Spanish, you can just say, ah, mejor te quedas solo or sola. So it's really a shortened phrase, but in English, we would use more words to express it. But you can use this if you're trying to express your opinion. I think this is better than that. You know, you can say, you can use the word mejor and just state whatever it is that you have an opinion about right after that. So, mejor te quedas en casa. It's better that you stay in the house. Levantar is another verb used in a song, but you can also use levantarse, which is to get up. So, I myself am getting up. So, anytime you hear se at the end of a verb, it's a reflexive verb. So, it means the action is happening to whoever is doing the action, if it's a person or that particular object. So, in the case of levantarse, it's very common for you to talk about this when you're talking about your daily routines. Me levanto a las 6 de la mañana, like I get up at 6 a.m. So you actually get up out of bed. So that's a very common way to use levantarse. But levante la mano, the way it's used in the song, is something you probably will hear also if you're in more of a classroom setting, quite honestly. But you know, you'll hear someone say, raise your hand. And then I already mentioned that volverse is very useful. So this is when you're talking about things that you do repeatedly, something that happens and you do it again. So it's another way to express that may sound a little more fluid and more fluent if you get used to this phrase. And you'll also start to notice it and you'll probably hear it and see it more often now that you're kind of aware that volverse means to return to do something again. So some examples with volverse. Again, if you're conjugating it for the yo or the I form, you can say vuelvo. So remember, volver is an irregular verb, so volverse also is irregular. So in the first person, it's vuelvo. So you could say, no te vuelvo a llamar. So I'm not going to call you again. It's a couple of ways that you can use volverse. So I would encourage you to think of some examples that you can use on your own so that you can add a little bit more fluidity and fluency to your next conversation. So that's it for this episode. Again, make sure you check out our show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/ 172 for episode 172, so you can listen to this amazing song and follow along, and hopefully it makes a lot more sense to you now that you know what it means. As always, I hope something that you've heard in this episode has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.